When this city got its start, it was known for its water. It's safe to say few know it for that today. This broadcast is brought to you by AmericanCountryside.com. You can listen to all your favorite programs, suggest story ideas, and find our books and CDs based on the show that make great gifts. It's all at AmericanCountryside.com. Today's edition after this. Mark Hall Patton shares the story of how Nevada's largest city came into being.
Las Vegas gets its start in 1905 when the railroad comes through here. William Andrews Clark bought the land, brings the railroad through here because he knows there's a lot of mining districts along the route from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles, and you have to stop somewhere to get water.
Today it's known for gambling. Then it was known for water.
Las Vegas means the meadows. We had flowing artesian wells here. We had farm areas here, the Paradise Valley area, which is just part of the Vegas Valley. It had a number of large farms in it.
For its first decades of existence, it was mostly that little town that supplied the railroad with the water it needed.
People didn't stay in Las Vegas because the guys who were running it, Elwood Mead and Wilbur Lyon, were both hardcore temperance fanatics, and we didn't much believe in temperance or prohibition during that era.
Gaming was legalized in 1931, and the Army Air Force Base brought more people during World War II. Soon after, people across the nation and around the world were hearing about this city.
In 1945 and 1946, just starting there, Las Vegas spent more money per capita than any other community in the United States to advertise itself, and continued to do that.
But Las Vegas's unique marketing was just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.